Welcome you back to Crunch Time Home Stretch on a Friday. Oh, so many candidates this week, from turncoats to self-important bullies to clueless big-mouth cover guys. And it's Crunch Time Tool Shed, but before we can induct anyone, we need the keys. Thus, we have our weekly appointment with our landlord, our proprietor, Alex Rodriguez.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
By the way, before we get to the candidates, just got a tweet from Nick Cody, at JustFollow61. Mixon and Oklahoma belong not just in the tool shed, they deserve an entire garage.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like I can't get to them. It's kind of a late addition, and they're like their own kind of case of scum.
Like 2 years too late.
Right. You know what? I would go back. I wonder if we had a qualifier. I don't know. We'll have to check the archives. But right now, I want to open with the unique case of Tommy Elrod, Wake Forest. And I'm not using the catchphrase. If we ever talk about, you know, not enough air in footballs and this and that, I'm never referencing Watergate. I don't understand why everything's got to have a cutie catch name. But this dude, Elrod, a former player and coach and now broadcaster, well, ex-broadcaster, gave away plays and key game information to Louisville and other opponents. And like I said this week, it's football espionage. Reminds me in the scene of the original Longest Yard, Burt Reynolds as Paul Crewe, kicked out of the NFL for shaving points, talking in prison with his football team manager, caretaker, who tells him, hey, guys in here, they'll forgive you for killing your parents, but fixing a football game, man, that's downright un-American. Richard Sherman, Seahawk, cornerback. By the way, in honor of the new chainsaw I'm going to buy, we might need to get one of those sound effects in there. So I really like Sherman, actually. His passion, his smarts, his skill set. I thought Gottlieb nailed it today. Maybe a few too many people have told Richard Sherman how smart he is, and he's starting to buy in. We know the non-run in the Super Bowl loss to the Pats. So last night, after the game, he tells a reporter that in the second quarter, after Seattle reached the Ram 1, it was first and goal, they threw it, it was incomplete. And Sherman claims he was able to go to Pete Carroll, demand they run the ball, which they did. Oh, it failed. And then on third and one, Russell Wilson hit Doug Baldwin for the touchdown. He actually believes he went to his head coach, altered their play calling right then and there because of him. There's literally no chance that would ever happen. The dude went bonkers, worse than the Crabtree breakup.
Can you imagine a cornerback going up to a head coach and changing an offensive play call? That's amazing.
And believing it.
The other good part is he said, I don't like it when we throw at the one. So they throw it, and then they run it. They don't score. They throw it, and then they do score.
Touchdown. Do you like touchdowns? How's that for? Is that the job of your offense? Let's move to a guy who appears here way too much. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan coach. So when the Rams came to their senses and cut loose Jeff Fisher, Khaki Boy's name surfaced, which is not surprising. I mean, he's taken two college teams to major bowls. He's been to a Super Bowl. So rather than handle it like a grown-up, he defaults to what he is, a whack job punk, the same he's always been, and says, it's lies coming from our enemies. Another thin-skinned bully who can dish it out but with no ability to take it. First, it's ridiculous to think he'd leave. But if you're all that, dude, isn't it a compliment your name surfaces? An idiot. Let's jump over to, once again, Yankee closer, Aroldis Chapman. And there it is. There's my chainsaw. So he defies logic. First, he shoots off a gun in a domestic dispute and doesn't go to jail. And now he becomes a rarity because he's kind of right, but he's kind of a D-bag. He signs a zillion-dollar deal to leave the world champs for the South Bronx. But he says, in parting, Chicago manager Joe Maddon was wrong to run me out there for the ninth inning of Game 6 with a big lead against Cleveland. Then he went in that direction where you just hit the off button. The quote, "The way I feel as a baseball player, we are warriors." He went Kellen Winslow. It's like, dude, just pitch. Warriors. Yeah. When it's time to defend a nation, they usually go to closers first. Oh, so many candidates. But come on. The guy at Wake Forest is unique. He played. He was a coach. He was a broadcaster. He sold out his team because he was mad at Coach Kwasin. That is the most ridiculous story I have ever heard. I mean, this guy can't work in college football again, can he? I mean, he can't be a coach. An analyst for what? So it's Tommy Elrod. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.